Jerry Abel raises cattle for rodeo events. After a roping exercise last May, he set his cows out to pasture on his ranch.
The field adjacent to their pen, it wasn't really good enough because of the drought for haying, but there was quite a bit of grass in there, so we decided we could just turn the cattle out.
Abel moved on with his day's work. A couple hours later, the cows started to bellow. He rushed back to investigate.
There were some already dead, and the rest of them were on the ground in convulsions and obviously dying, and there was really nothing that we could do. And out of the 18 that had been there, 15 of them died.
They died after eating the fresh growth in the pasture. Prussic acid, a compound much like cyanide, had formed in the grass. At first, both USDA scientists and Texas AgriLife Extension researchers couldn't believe what they had found.
We were sure it had to be the grass, but we did not know why. And just a short time after he had said it was the hay, they called back and said, no, it was prussic acid in the Tifton.
Tifton 85 is the hybrid Bermuda grass that Abel grew to feed his cattle. It hit the market in the early 90s and quickly became popular for its nutritional value and resistance to drought. It's now planted throughout the South. But by all accounts, this is the first time it's turned deadly, says Larry Redman.
There's been literally millions of head of livestock grazed on millions of acres, and so for that to have showed up that one time, it's very unlikely that we would see that again.
Redman is the state forage specialist for Texas AgriLife Services at Texas A&M. He promoted Tifton use in the early 2000s and has been one of the lead researchers looking into the incident in Elgin. Since it's attracted media attention, A&M has put out a press release calling the cattle deaths an isolated incident. Tired, hungry cows ate extremely new growth grass that had just been fertilized.
I haven't had hardly any phone calls or hardly any emails relative to the news release or the email that went out. I've had very few questions from county agents, so I don't think there's a lot of concern. I think the news media made a big concern out of it.
In fact, the ranching communities of Central Texas are talking about it. I spoke to Elgin rancher Brent Johnson when he was picking up a horse at a veterinary clinic. He says he doesn't use Tifton 85, but if he did...
I guess I'd sure want to figure out what caused it. You know, apparently it killed these cattle in a matter of minutes.
Jerry Abel also reports heightened concerns among his neighbors, and news of the deaths has reached as far north as Nebraska, where Joey Jones works as a grass feeding consultant, a profession that brings him in regular contact with ranchers.
I just talked with one yesterday. He's about to feed a pasture, and he was thinking Tifton 85, and now he's thinking maybe he won't do Tifton 85 because of this one story.
Even researcher Larry Redman, who told me there's little cause for concern, wrote in an email to agricultural extension agents that there is, quote, the potential for cattle deaths when grazing Tifton 85, unquote. So what caused the grass to turn to poison? Redman says one theory is that last year's historic drought was the culprit.
Anything called the stress can exacerbate that and actually cause the release of that prussic acid in the plants.
Back in Elgin, rancher Jerry Abel says even if what happened in his field hasn't happened again, people should pay special attention to their cattle when they're grazing on Tifton.
Well, we probably be a little more careful than that just since we've had the actual experience.
Prussic acid has been found in other fields of Tifton 85 since the incident, though no more cattle deaths have been reported. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.